started in this educational program, advanced engineering program for 3 years.
And that
then I supervised it for 1 year. Then I was in the electronics lab, which was under W.R.G. Baker. Mm-hmm. Probably met his name, and I triple E things. And that was where I worked with Ramo, but he set it up so that I was in parallel to him rather than working for him. This was after my first assignment that I'd had with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, as I say, one of the most important parts of my career, being able to work along with Ramo. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know whether you know the book that we did,
yes,
Fields and Waves and Modern Radio at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me to do this because he liked my poetry. So he says he got his job at GE by playing the violin, and I say I got my opportunity to work with him because of the poetry. So,
mm-hmm. When you say he was the most important person in your career, is it? I mean, there's clearly a friendship there. Is it because of the closeness of the friendship or the?
Well, both, but. First of all, to ask me to join him in a book when I remember I didn't even have a PhD at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, you know, when he asked me, I said, I don't know enough about this, mm-hmm. to write a book. He said, don't worry, I'll tell you. And he sort of did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked pretty hard at the things that he said to read.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would discuss them. But certainly it was... And then just the day by day, as we would discuss problems that we had to do, we were at that time working on microwave radar,
mm-hmm.
and the problems that we would discuss, his insight into things. Both strong analytically and marvelous physical pictures, and,
mm-hmm.
and tremendous broad view of everything that was happening. So.